Welcome to the Seekers Forum with Mark Matusik. On this edition of the Forum, Mark speaks about the beginner's mind. Now, here's Mark.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. What do we mean by beginner's mind? When we talk about beginner's mind, we're speaking of an open mind, a ready mind. In the book that introduced the concept of beginner's mind to the West, Suzuki Roshi describes it this way. If your mind is empty, it is always open for everything. In the beginner's mind, there are many possibilities, but in the expert's, there are few. Much of what we call spiritual practice aims at unlearning what we think we know. We live in a culture that equates learning with personal value, where knowledge is confused with wisdom. In my neighborhood in New York, toddler-aged children of ambitious parents are stuffed with knowledge at age 2 and 3, like many adults being prepared to get into college. We're brainwashed into believing that being a beginner is a stage to grow out of as quickly as possible in order to master the universe. We're taught in this left-brained scientific culture that the smartest person wins. It's all about winning. And that smartness comes from gathering, memorizing, and storing the greatest amount of information. This prepares us to be knowledgeable without necessarily knowing ourselves. It prepares us to master the outside world while not knowing what's inside of us. We become expert at reciting facts and figures, but pay little mind to deep connection or awakened presence or familiarity with our moment-to-moment existence. This is why intellectually brilliant people may be emotional morons and void of self-knowledge. Taught to develop our minds without necessarily enjoying them, we're often so busy thinking and doing that we forget how to feel and to be. Trained to master the world, many find themselves unable to learn from the world or to meet reality without what I call cookie-cutter awareness. Cookie-cutter is the result of the analytical mind that seeks to contain, reduce, and replicate experience to maintain a sense of control. Cookie-cutter awareness seeks to compare every moment to one we've already had, reducing the cosmos into digestible bits. This type of mind can't tolerate the vastness and mystery of existence. This compulsion to feel safe, to keep our confines narrow, to know what to expect, is the goal of learning and also, potentially, the beginning of ignorance. As every creative person knows, invention, imagination, and creativity happen when we let go of what we know and allow ourselves to be guided. Creativity comes from not knowing, from surrender and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?